Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, my talkers, we're hanging out with Lori and Julia on this beautiful hump day afternoon, and they're going to make it even better. What is in store for us today, you guys?
Well, I got to give a little shout out. Mercedes was nice enough to email us last week. She's a regular listener, and she thought that people might want to know about this cool art event that's happening on the 12th. So that's on Friday.
Mm-hmm. And
it's for Simpson Housing Services.
Oh, cool.
And they have raised over $1 million with this annual Art for Shelter thing that they have. And this week, it's this Friday, and it raises money for people experiencing homelessness. But it's a free event. There's over 1,000 original pieces that are displayed anonymously, and everything from bowls and jewelry and painting. It's just different people. You can go to art and then the letter 4, shelter.org. And you can browse the stuff online, but everything is happening. The bidding opens on Friday at 11:30 a.m. and 8:30. You can go in person. It's right off of Glenwood.
Sure.
Over in that area.
Yeah.
But, so Art for Shelter. And it just, I'm kind of looking at some of the stuff, but it's ceramics, large pieces of jewelry, large artwork, classes from local artisans that you can bid on, and so you can go to One Cause and browse the collection that way. But that's just kind of a fun way of
support,
looking for some art and giving a donation.
And love it, Lori. I need to give a shout out.
Yes.
To Buddy Holly.
Oh.
The Petite Bassette Griffon Venin.
What?
This is the name of the dog breed that won last night. Man, you might have to go and get the
I saw this on the Today Show.
Yes,
this
and
dog.
I was watching everybody announce the name because this breed has never won. The shortened name for the breed is PBGV.
Okay.
But it's Petite Bassette Griffon Vendine. You try it.
Let me look.
You try it. It's the funniest. And I was just
is watching. It a cute dog?
A very
Petite Bassette Griffon Vendine.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's a very cute dog. First time. This,
a small basset that looks like a griffin.
It's so cute. And the owner or the trainer, whoever was out there, was just so excited. And it's the first time that this show, Westminster,
mm-hmm.
not to be confused with
Minister,
is back in Westminster. Because it has been out because of COVID outside and different areas. The dog is so cute.
The last we knew, Winston the French Bulldog won.
This is it's a cute, cute, cute dog. If people like doggies. And then one of Tim McGraw's dog won best in show, like
not that
Buddy
dog.
Holly did.
Okay.
But he won something too. And you
best
know,
new breed.
Best new breed, yeah. So I don't even know. The new breed is a Bracco Italiano named Lepchi, Lori.
All right.
So we've got new designer dogs out there this year.
Okay. And I'm in the market for no dogs.
Well, you'll never want a dog. People like dogs, though.
Julia, I would love a dog. My husband,
your husband doesn't want
to share me with a dog. This is my popularity problem.
So you just dress up like you just rough all around the house.
Oh, well, that's a rather personal question.
No.
We've never discussed
that. Well, we've discussed pretty much everything else. Lipschi is the name of this Bracco Italiano. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So we have new dog breeds if you want something.
The Bracco Italiano, think of like a Springer Spaniel with a lot of like hound loose skin.
I don't like it.
It's got a lot of flabby loose skin.
Yeah, it does.
It's cute. Yeah.
I mean, I love a Springer.
Yes. As we both had one.
Yeah. Black Miss of Sir Lawrence, after my dad.
Black Missy was mine.
How does Black Miss of St. Lawrence
Sir Lawrence. My dad is Lawrence,
Larry,
and he dubbed himself a Sir.
Oh,
and because it was an AKC or whatever, you have to have an official.
Yeah.
breeding dog name, and it was Black Mist of Sir Lawrence. It was the first of my dad's juniors that he ended up having.
Oh, funny.
You know, because he did name my brother after him.
Yes, he did.
But he first had a dog.
Yes.
He despaired first comes the he'd dog, ever get the boy.
Then comes the child. Because your mom and dad had three girls, and then they finally got the boy.
That's right.
How many years later was Larry?
Well, I'm 11 years older than he is. He mm-hmm. came along. I was 11, 10. The one who was the baby was the one that was really pissed at him. She was 7 when he was born.
So 7-year gap.
He usurped her place.
That would
make the baby of the family. I'm like, you're still be the baby girl.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's a big gap. Okay, so we are also today, sometime during the show, giving away a pair of tickets to Janet Jackson and Luda at the Xcel Energy Center. That concert's going to be Tuesday, May 30th. We're going to play Finish the Line. Mm-hmm. We're cooking up a very hard line.
So, you know, even though Twitter is kind of a bleep show right now and stuff, it's still, I love to go to Twitter for all breaking things. And I've got people that I just like following. And there's this local gal that tweets under the name Shay Cab, mm-hmm. C-H-E-Y, Cab. And she tweeted this yesterday, and I thought, I don't know if you and I knew this. She tweeted, at age 43, I learned that all east-west interstates are even numbers, and all north-south interstates are odd numbers.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
My dad told me that as a young man. That's one of the weird facts, the Cliff Clavin fact.
So 35E,
mm-hmm. 169.
Yeah, so yes. They're odd numbers. So 65. If you're ever wondering
why,
what way am I going, right. You have to remember east-west are even numbers and the north-south interstates are odd numbers. I never knew that.
I guess
and
never
Shay,
knew.
I'm older than you.
Yeah, not by much.
Not by much, but she's still 42. All the same.
That's a
well,
great
you
one.
Want to know what about that? Because I remember growing up, and I always learned that 494 and 694 created a circle around the Twin Cities.
The loop, yeah.
The loop around it, and 94 cut right through the middle. But I never knew anything about
east,
numbers.
East, west, north, south.
No.
Exactly.
Well, I know east, west, north, south, but I never knew the numbers.
We did not know that.
Thank you, Shay Cab.
That's a great right. tip.
She's a good follow. She's kind of funny.
Shay Cab. I like it. We have so much stuff to talk about today. My head is kind of... overfilled.
Did you read too much today?
I did.
You're not bursting from watching all the good late night.
No. We watched Ted Lasso last night, and this week's was really good. Really good again. Yeah. So that was kind of fun, because that's been kind of hit and miss this season.
It's been an uneven third season.
But this one last night was really good. People are going to like it.
All right.
I know.
Okay, listen, we come back. It's our story we can't get enough of.
All right, everybody. First Equity Mortgage should be your mortgage first choice for all your mortgage needs. And it just really depends on where you are in your life cycle, what's going on. And if you're in the market right now to buy a new home, you absolutely need to work with First Equity. They are local. They're in our community. They understand what's going on. Realtors love the name First Equity.
Yes, they do.
Potential mortgage.
Oh, this one's going to close on time. Yes. There's not going to be any last minute problems.
And, you know, there is, mortgages involve a lot of laws, a lot of rules, a lot of minutiae. What's the word? Minutiae. I can't even think of the word, Lori. But there's a lot of.
Are you mixing up minutiae and mishigana?
Yes, pretty much. Okay. Minutiae.
Okay.
And First Equity makes it so easy because they're up to date on all of it. They're wonderful to work with. And again, I just saw, you know, someone else settling a lawsuit, a big organization. You're not going to deal with online stuff. They're local. They're right here. They're good.
Y'all see it coming. The minute Shakira and Tom Cruise were seen hanging out at the Miami Formula One this weekend, it was inevitable that, you know, are they dating? Is
sure.
there attraction? I looked at a couple of fan videos of Tom and Shakira talking in the VIP lounge. She was with one of her boys.
Uh-huh.
He kind of grabbed his ears. But Page Six has this very interesting reporting. Here's the quote. Tom is extremely interested in pursuing Shakira. According to the source, there is chemistry. Who is the source, you ask?
Well, first
when I read it, I believed it was coming from Tom's side.
Okay.
Because the source said this. Shakira needs a soft pillow to fall on, and that could be Tom.
It's describing a 59-year-old man.
Adding that Cruz has the benefit of being a nice-looking guy, and he's talented. And the source also said, and she isn't taller than him.
Well,
and right. That's where I thought, would that Tom Cruise source make a Tom Cruise joke about his height?
No.
Like, we would love it if he had a sense of humor.
I think it would be funny.
We know wears stacked heels inside all of his boots, mm-hmm. so he's aware of it. Anyway, but this post is, this comment is whether or not are we entering into Shocky Cruz era because
or Tom Kira.
Yeah, Tom Kira. is he, because we know Tom's a love bomber.
Yes,
he barely
is.
Sent her flowers.
Okay.
He was so intoxicated and enchanted with meeting her. I feel like she would be receptive to an old school courtship. But remember, when you're dating Tom Cruise, he comes with a whole Cruise cult.
He comes
a church
with a cult.
Cult.
Yeah, he comes with a whole cult.
And they zone in on people who've had personal frustration, betrayal, or dissatisfaction.
Vulnerability. People That's who right. are vulnerable.
And Shakira is vulnerable.
She is right now. But I'm telling you,
it's good for gossip, but I want her. We don't want this for Shakira, right?
My favorite is Shakira needs a soft pillow to fall on. So he sends her flowers.
He sent her flowers.
Wow.
He's extremely interested in pursuing her. There is chemistry. And if you look at his, knobs in his polo shirt, they're erect. His nipples.
Oh, you're so bad. Some people have permanent ones.
Well, maybe he does. But, we know that, he dated Penelope Cruz. He dated Sofia Vergara.
Mm.
Well, it fits maybe a type.
Yep. Yes.
He sent her the flowers, not the cake. And, a soft place to land on. I hope he doesn't hook you up to an e-meter.
Well, but those are for sale on eBay, by the way.
Oh, really?
That came out a couple months ago. You can buy an e-meter for Scientology on eBay.
That's and the hilarious. Church of Scientology is tax exempt, and Shakira and all her tax problems might just find that interesting.
Yeah.
Although she owes Spain money. But anyway, he was so taken, he sent her flowers. She's 5'2 and he's 5'7.
The problem with the picture, the big one, of those two close together.
She doesn't look interested.
Well, and his hair
is
so bad right now. His bangs are so long. He looks like a shaggy DA. His eyebrows are too whiskery.
He's never going to make a romantic fool of himself again. He probably has secret Scientology companions that are not famous. I want Tom to leave her alone. She has suffered enough in the romantic department.
I would agree.
Yeah.
She found out that her partner of 12 years was cheating on her when they were FaceTiming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah. No.
So I don't see it.
I don't either. I don't know why, because after the traumatic split with Nicole Kidman and Katie Holmes, why would anyone date him? I mean, he has no business trying to get with anyone because he chooses.
He's got apparently the charisma that just takes you away.
Because he's always acting.
Yeah. But can you imagine? I wish I could act that much. I wish I could act.
Well,
I mean, that would be so you could always have this other image of yourself out there. I mean, how wonderful for him. But I don't see it happening at all.
I don't either.
Shakira, run for the border.
Run for the border.
Run.
You do not need a new arrangement
with
Tom Cruise, even though it'd be great in the gossip department.
Tom Kira. Oh, God.
People are going crazy for Beetlejuice, because
the sequel
is coming.
Love it.
In 2024 with, of course, Michael Keaton.
That's key.
Lydia Deetz, of course, played by Winona Ryder, has a kooky daughter.
Wednesday. This is
Jenna Ortega.
She's got a bad rap.
No, she has one bad rap because she did an interview where she...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Talked about rewriting what the writers wrote.
And that
I think there's more to it than that, though.
Mm.
You think it's just one time?
I think it was that one interview, but I mean, maybe on the set.
I think on the set, she's got a bad rap.
Okay. Maybe she's too young, though, to have a bad rap.
But she's perfect. She looks perfect for the role. I mean, she's petite. She's smaller than those two.
Yeah. I mean, let's get Gina Davis, Mordeo, Tim Burton returns as the director. This is a good time to make the movie because Keaton's hot as Batman again.
He's huge right now, yes.
Ortega's hot.
Uh-huh.
Beetlejuice the musical has been a big hit on Broadway. Yep.
That was a clever movie when it first came out. That was a fun,
it was so
clever
great.
Movie.
Beyond clever. It was like,
wasn't Alec Baldwin in that?
Yes, he was.
He was the husband that bought the house where it was haunted. His wife they were the ones that summoned Beetlejuice originally, and they died when they went to town and fell off the bridge, and then that's when, what's her name, from
Winona?
From S Creek.
Moira?
Moira, but what's her real name in real
life? Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine. She comes in and buys the house with Lydia, Winona Judd, or not Winona, Winona Ryder as her daughter. Yeah.
Listen, there's a lot of names that we have to remember.
Lydia Deetz has a kooky daughter named Jenna Ortega, who's going to be in it.
I like the Ortega lick. I like it.
I do too. It's perfect.
Did you say the Ortega lick?
Look, I just shut my mic off too quick after I said that.
I thought you said the Ortega lick, and I'm like, I haven't heard about the Ortega lick. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard about that at all.
Oh my gosh, those James Bond people are up at it again because it's the 70th anniversary of James Bond.
Really?
So are they throwing out names?
They're throwing out names again. Live and Bet Die. Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson are the top choices, at least in the odds betting race across the pond.
Right.
A third guy by the name of William Hill is number three, and I couldn't even find Charlie Hunnam.
Where is Charlie?
Charlie would be a good...
Perfect.
Where has Charlie gone?
I don't know, but I don't like Aaron Taylor Johnson for Bond.
Nope.
And Henry Cavill, I'm not mad about it, but, I mean, where's nowhere to be found is Idris. And Aaron Taylor Johnson is the lead.
That's been like that. He's been the lead for a long time, and I feel like they're gonna go someplace new.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna surprise everybody and try to bring, like, you know, like when we were kind of introduced to Austin Butler and Elvis, you know, like rather than go with Harry Styles because of the name.
No, Harry's too young. You have to be in your
Well, I meant for that particular, for the Elvis role.
You have to be in your mid to late 30s.
Or 40s.
Yeah, so I want them to go with someone new, someone fresh. I feel like that might be a better approach.
Give Charlie Hunnam a haircut. He's British.
He'd be beautiful, but you're right. I don't know if it's going to
happen. Maybe they don't want another blonde Bond.
I don't know.
And what about Regé John Page? Oh, that's right. He's too young. He's only 29.
Wow, where is Charlie?
Santorum, that was the last thing we saw him in.
Shantaram,
right.
Then Apple canned it because it was too much money to film in India.
Mm.
So everyone was left hanging in the middle of the book. And if you didn't read the 950-page book like I did, you don't know what happens to that character.
Side meeting after the show. I would love for you to tell me how this finishes up because I never got the treat.
Right, Grant.
So not
Grant,
now, but side meeting.
You finish it to it was so good.
It was great, but I don't know what happened. So
left on a huge cliffhanger.
Yes,
He's escaping India. What happens to him next? You know, everybody's after him.
He lives happily ever after.
Oh.
Well, and then the guy who wrote that book wrote another 900-page book to the sequel of Shantaram, which I am not planning on reading.
No. I draw my line at certain pages is what I'm finding out.
Yeah.
Mine's a 3-page article.
Grant, you could do better.
I know.
Yeah, you do better than that.
Lori and Julia here to talk divorce once again with Ann Tressler from Tressler Law. The topic of timing comes up. Is there a right time to get divorced? It's so sad anyway, but does this concern other couples?
People do ask me that question. Some people think, I'll wait till the kids are out of school and get their finals and it'll be summer. Or I get the opposite. They say, well, I want to get them back in school and they're in the routine. And so the timing tends to revolve around kids more often than not. And the reality is that for most people, it's simply a personal decision. The only time I say you need to move sooner rather than later is when you're concerned about physical safety of anyone in the family, or you're concerned the other side may be depleting money.
If timing is something that people are worried about, will you be able to address that in the free 1 hour consultation?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, during the consultation, when you're getting more facts about each specific case, that's when you can decide whether or not the timing really is a priority in that particular matter.
For your free 1 hour divorce consultation, call Tressler Family Law. Find them online at TresslerLaw.com or use my talk keyword divorce.
The other fun thing that's happening that people are losing their mind about on social media is that Beyonce's world tour, her Renaissance tour, kicked off in Stockholm like an hour ago.
Okay.
And if you remember her album that dropped, Renaissance, we got no visuals. All the visuals are coming.
We got one.
Okay. But that was it. That was it. No videos. She gave us no videos and basically told us, you're going to have to come and see my show to see the visuals I have planned for all these dancing.
So, great marketing.
Really kind of cool. But all right, I got to just say that I know you're not a big New Jersey Housewife fan, but Andy Cohen is everywhere because he's got a new book out.
Daddy
Real
Diaries.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. Next week is the finale, which we're going to see Teresa and her con man get married. Mm-hmm. But last night in the second to the last episode, it was really a pretty boring episode. I have never been one who likes housewives storylines involving kids.
Oh, I don't shocker, care about Gran. I wish that you had like like seriously. Really? This is news. This is a news-making moment on the Low J Show.
But like Danielle, the blonde who doesn't talk to her sister, you know, she's got a bougie kids line, so her kids are in it. And then this other housewife, I think her name is Rachel, and I like her. I feel bad about her tragic nose job, but
she got like a ski jump nose.
Yeah, she's got another kid heavy line. I mean, it's pretty darn boring. Okay, the only thing that's really going on is Teresa's upcoming wedding and her never ending pettiness that she has with Melissa and Joe,
which is her brother and sister-in-law, who are on the show as well.
Yeah, like for example, last week they had a shower for her, and she got up and gave a speech. Teresa did, and talked about family, but the family she only mentioned was Louis's family, his mom and his
who
sister.
She just met 2 years ago.
Yeah, doesn't mention anything about her nieces and nephews,
right?
To her sister-in-law, she's a petty ass bitch, to quote Nicki Minaj.
Yep.
Okay. So last night, the last 5 minutes of the episode, Teresa Giudice is sitting, it looked like a guest bedroom,
okay,
talking to Louis,
who's her new husband.
They're not married yet.
Oh, this is true.
This is all the buildup, and she's just talking to him, and all of a sudden, you know, he said to her, do you know what it's like for me to be calm in the last 3 months around an animal like that?
Her brother?
Yeah, I'm not going to lower myself to bleep and trash that does that. And you know what that was? Joe didn't return Teresa's phone call right away. Okay.
The expectations that people think because we carry our phones with us 24/7 now that we are supposed to call people back right away, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got insulted because Melissa at the beginning of the season just said to Teresa, and we know we've had Teresa on our show. She said, you seem kind of miserable. What's going on? Mm-hmm. This is the beef. What are you unhappy about?
Her husband, you're weird.
Weird.
Her boyfriend, her fiance.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he said, He said, your brother would rather see you broken down. He said, I find him so boring. Like, I wouldn't even share a cup of water with him. It's disgusting. I've shown your brother nothing but sincerity and love. I handed over to him verbally saying, you are the patriarch of the family, not me. He's a gaslighter and a manipulator. And he was getting redder. And I thought he was going to have a heart attack on camera. And Teresa even seemed like she was shrinking and kind of
scared
about him. Well, I mean, apparently, and you know, and I sent something to Brittany last night. I just said, what is off of this? He is so overreacting. He's screaming to Teresa about her brother. He's, if anything, he's gaslighting his wife to be to make sure there isn't a relationship. And remember, we had heard that there was a money, an investment thing. Well, what in the gen-cha is going on? Apparently, a law firm yesterday in New Jersey posted a claimant notice about his Louis company called Digital Media Solutions. And they want people to know if you invested in this company, you need to know what you're investing in because we are he's investigated for fraud.
So Deja Vu, her first wife, her first husband,
he signed her name to a bunch of
and she went to jail.
Yeah, she did.
He was gone for what, 3 or 4 years? And then she had to go for a good year.
She went for a year and a half first. Then he went to jail for 4 years and then he got deported to Italy.
Right. So now she's
With
another scammer.
Another scammer. And he started the company last year. He stepped down last year. It's being investigated. There's a social media account that's pretty good called the Bravo Babes. And yes, they're the one that posted the attorney letter from this law firm that's investigating the company. They explain what's happening. And basically, it's not looking great. If you own digital media stocks, you're going to want to find out what is going on. And apparently, there's other people that haven't felt good about Louis since day one, including Melissa and Joe. Andy Cohen last year, he asked Louis at the reunion, are you sure everything is up above board with this new company? Oh, yeah. And now on his Radio Andy show today, he said he had Louis on and Louis was like, oh, yeah, there's a big difference between what my company does and Jen Shaw. But he couldn't answer any of Andy's questions. And apparently it's well known in some circles in New Jersey that Louis is a really good gunman. And that has always been my vibe from him.
I really feel for Teresa for how and then we know she didn't sign a prenup. And it's just,
she's beyond dense.
Yes, yes.
She is beyond dense. It is really, I feel like we're going to, I don't know why he's getting, you know, so mad.
Right. On the show. Other things are going on. And then also for anybody in a new relationship where siblings are fighting or siblings aren't talking, to encourage them
not to
make up with them. There's something wrong with that person because they don't have your best interest in mind.
That's what I 100%.
Think. 100%. He's concerned about him.
He told us that he wears no-no's pajama bottoms, which is Teresa's dad, which I just find creepy.
Beyond creepy.
Isn't it? Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, anybody who doesn't do everything in their power to help you be better and have better relationships with your family members, there's something wrong.
Yeah. Unless there was like, you know, some kind of abuse or something like that.
None of that took place. It's just petty pettiness.
It is.
In the case of Joe and his sister Teresa and Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even watch the show, but I feel like I should now because I know I kind of like some of the newer ones.
Yeah. You saw Danielle in the clubhouse last night with Bridget from
Bridget Evans, Someplace in Time or something on HBO. It's a quirky comedy. It's very funny. But the thing with Louis, I feel for, and they're describing it in the media, it's the same type of fraud that Jen Shaw from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake did.
Yes, yes.
So he will be, if this is all true,
yes,
he's not going and anywhere except for to the big pokey.
And he and Teresa are doing what we saw Kim Zolciak and Corey do, which is And Bethany called him out, spend money like drunken
sailors.
And she's got, I mean, she paid the government back whatever the $2.5 million.
She's the money maker.
Yeah, she is. And so I just wonder, like, Joe, I mean.
And her brother's probably, has he been trying to warn her, like, slow down with this guy or anything? Yeah,
basically, at first, you know, just kind of.
William did that to Harry. It didn't do him any good.
No, it never does. But, you know, she was just like, I'm in my love bubble. Don't be jealous. You know, but she didn't have any dating relationships or any dating after being married since she was like 20. She went from her parents' house to Joe Giudice to Louis. She's had no dating experience. She couldn't be a dating toddler. She wasn't brave like you, Julia.
She's got a lot of injectables though, so she's very brave with the injectables.
When they do the Bravo wink, she's unrecognizable. She her face has changed that much.
But I think that about almost all of them, because I saw a picture of Salt Lake. I saw it of the one, you know, you have to be accountable. What's her name?
Oh, Meredith.
Yeah, Meredith.
Meredith.
She looks like a completely different person.
Yeah,
I've
she
never
does.
Seen so much brand. I think someone, I've never seen so much on anybody. Meredith doesn't even look like her. And I heard Lisa and Whitney Rose are fighting this season, and they were best friends last year. Anyway.
And Danielle is being.
This happens in other in real people's lives. That's why we're trying to relate it to
everybody.
And
Danielle, the new housewife, is accusing she and her husband of defrauding the agency that helped get her cast on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. So she's getting sued, too. Which I didn't even know there were agents that could help you get on a housewife show.
I didn't either.
Oh, Avant-Garde Communications did not get paid, so they would like their money, Danielle.
Mm-hmm. What a horrible thing to be on a reality show.
Oh, I know it.
What a way to take your life down.
And Real Housewives of Miami was so successful on Peacock, Bravo is bringing it back.
To networks.
To Bravo.
Nice.
There you go.
But people are worried they will leave the Peacock team behind, but Andy Cohen said no, they'll bring
them with.
Yeah.
Cool.
So,
oh my gosh.
That's how well that did, that they're going to take it off. Well, it'll still stream the next day, but.
But it is interesting when you are in a relationship that's moving fast. I was married within how many months?
Yeah.
People will say, you know, are you sure? You know, what are you thinking about?
I asked if you're pregnant.
I said, yes. It's interesting what happens. And in the case of William and Harry, that was one of the very first things that happened that started their divide.
Yep.
And with Joe and Teresa, it starts your divide. So it can, you know, there has to be a way to be able to express your concern without blowing up your family. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Teresa and Joe have been having problems for years.
Yeah, but this was just another big.
It's just something that, obviously Louis feels very personal, but his overreaction tells me there's something else that must have been going on. Because seriously, I thought he was going to, his head was going to explode.
And he knew a camera was on him too.
Yes.
Which you're supposed to try to tone it down.
Yeah.
If that's, you know, anyway. You would want to. If I was her. Teresa, I would be like,
hey. She looks scared on the bed.
I'm like, honey.
She looks scared on the bed.
We're on TV right now. Stop. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We were just talking about Bravo for a second.
Mm-hmm.
I just got a text and I forgot to tape at the new dancing show on Bravo.
Oh, I watched it.
Okay. Someone loved it.
Okay, good.
And you didn't like it.
Not at all.
Really? Why?
I'm not interested in watching amateur dancers on their journey to be ballroom dancers.
So they're not even good?
No, they were. It's too much ballroom. It's too much behind the scenes. It's not enough
conflict.
Not enough conflict. There's not enough. There wasn't enough story there for me. If I was like more into the dancing, but it felt tired to me. It's not for me.
Okay.
It just wasn't for me. So, you know, I watched it. And then I took it off the DVR. Yeah. I was like, that, I don't need to watch that again. But I mean, I usually do at least try a lot of reality shows.
How come you don't watch Below Deck?
I do sometimes. Oh. If it's on.
Grant, you watch it.
I'll
right?
watch it because they play them back to back to back. So
on
if
Saturdays.
I'm ironing or packing,
yeah.
or I have it on. I don't need to follow it like a weekly soap kind of a thing, because they're so you can dip in and out.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it, is you can do a lot of things while you're doing it. And remember when I told you guys I started watching this show like 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
So I streamed season 9, streamed season 10.
A Below Deck.
A Below Deck. Yeah. And now I went back to 1, 2, 3. I'm already through 5.
Yeah. It's very soapy fun. That's what I didn't get. Dancing Queens. It's too limited, the scope. I need a cruise ship. I need a town.
You don't want a dance floor.
Yeah.
You want a hockey team.
I want something else. It just wasn't.
I want more movement.
It reminded me of Dance Moms, you know, but the women are looking. And then Margaret Josephs makes an appearance. It's not for me.
I think I'd like it. Based on what you're saying, yeah. I bet I would like it.
Yeah. So you should try it.
Yeah, I think I might.
Last night at the Paramount Studios in Los Angeles, Chanel held its cruise show, the Cruise 2024. People were very confused if they should even go on the Paramount lot, because there were writers striking.
Oh, right.
So we posted the photos, and Margot Robbie again has been done dirty by Chanel, but yet
she
looks great. She's in a pair of big, wide
elephant jeans,
high-waisted, with a bikini top, which I guess is Chanel, and I'm not sure what that little vest is. And she's carrying a Chanel bag. Kristen Stewart, also an ambassador, she's wearing a tweed suit that looks very hot for LA.
It totally does.
Paris Hilton is wearing a little knit Chanel resort wear dress that's really quite
my
cute.
Favorite is Halsey.
I love what she's wearing.
She's got over the knee white opaque knee highs. It looks like, you know, it looks like and Mary Jane's shoes. I like her outfit.
Riley Keough and Camille Maroney from Daisy Jones and the Six were there. Lisa Rinna was unrecognizable. I wasn't sure who that was.
It doesn't look like her.
Not at all. I'm not sure what's going on with the hair, and I'm not a fan of the Ant-Man look for anybody.
Mm-hmm. Which Lori means bug-eye glasses.
Bug-eye glasses.
Yes. Oversized. And Kris Jenner looks good.
Oh, can we say Ozempic for Kris Jenner?
Everyone's on Ozempic.
But do you see Kris Jenner?
Do you see that? Everybody is on it.
All right. So anyway, there was confusion. Some people left because it was on the Paramount Studio.
Makes sense, yeah.
But anyway, I liked looking at the fashion. That was kind of fun. Johnny Depp is going to direct a movie, you guys.
Whoa.
So not only, we'll see what happens at the Cannes Film Festival with this writer's strike, but, you know, they're showing his movie about
Louis.
Yeah, he plays the Sun King. The Sun King is what King Louis, the whatever he is.
Is that what they call him?
He was called the Sun King, I believe.
All right.
That's what I'm remembering from my tour at Versailles.
Oh, gosh. I just remember they never finished it.
What?
Versailles.
Yeah, but when you take the tour and stuff. Anyway, he is now going to direct his first movie in 25 years. It was a bidding war. He's going to direct Modi. It's going to be the biopic of the Italian artist Amadeo Modigliani.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. And Riccardo Scamarriccio, who's, we know him from John Wick Chapter 2.
Yeah.
And Al Pacino is in it.
Okay.
And anyway, the filming is going to be done in Budapest this fall. It's based on a play by some guy, and it's going to tell the story of the famous painter and sculptor during his year in Paris in 1916 after World War I.
Oh, my word. He was a good-looking painter.
Very.
I would say he was a good-looking painter.
I love
painter.
How that's what you can pull out. Oh, like, no, that movie doesn't sound fantastic.
I want someone on.
He's a good-looking painter.
I mean, you know, 5 things to know about Amadeo Modigliani.
Yeah,
is that
very
basically
good,
yes, is that his nudes were very controversial.
Oh,
yes.
Hey-o.
Uh-huh. And he loved poetry.
And Johnny Depp and Al Pacino were in Donnie Brasco together.
Oh,
so
right.
Johnny
I forgot
Depp's
about that.
Going to direct Al Pacino, who's going to play some international art collector, and this French actor who's won the Palme d'Or or whatever.
Yes.
He played Yves Saint Laurent in a movie called Yves Saint Laurent. He's supposed to be great. So anyway, I'm just shocked that this movie with Johnny Depp directing, he hasn't directed in 25 years, is such a hot commodity. Because it doesn't sound
Well, this artist was very controversial. Yeah. He wasn't afraid to speak his mind. He was, you know, an outlier.
Yeah.
And friends with Renoir.
The whole city is dismissing the bohemians, you know.
Okay.
Hopefully there's a lot of love. A lot of love scenes.
Yeah, the Italian artist is.
I know Johnny will bring the camera and will make this.
He smoked a cigarette. He's always smoking.
Yeah,
yeah. It seems like Johnny Depp should be playing him, but he aged out.
He's not. He aged out.
That's what I thought.
So he's probably been attached to this forever, and suddenly I can only now direct.
Right.
Oh, because that makes sense. I like that. Yeah.
You know, that kind of happens sometimes.
It happened. Yeah.
They also feel very high about his starring in this.
The Son of the King. Do you think that's going to be good?
I have no idea. He's in a powdered wig.
They all wore him.
Yeah, I know. And, you know.
I'm ready for him to have a hit.
Well, I am too, Julia. I'm not opposed to it. I mean, a year ago, we were enthralled with Court TV. We had a daily soap opera we were following. With that whole Amber Heard, Johnny Depp. That was just a year ago, you guys.
Really?
It was in May.
Oh, yeah.
April and May.
That's why, I mean, to me, and this just sounds from someone who has no interest in the story of the movie, I'm like, well, if you attach him to it right now, I might go see it just based on the fact that it's...
That he's directing
it? He's directing it. It's weird to say that, but honestly...
I'd wait and see what the critics said.
Yeah, good call, but I like going to...
In this Johnny Depp about Louis the
14th
is opening
the Cannes Film Festival.
Opening. That's a big darn deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back. We've got Janet Jackson tickets we're giving away at some point during our show. Stay with us.